Well, another one of those fantastic fundraising efforts that happens year in, year out, and it'll be happening here again in the Hunter later on in the month of May, is the Red Shield Appeal from the Salvation Army. And to talk to us about how that may play out for 2017 is Captain Stephen Oliver from right here in the Hunter. Good morning, Stephen. The Red Shield Appeal, you had the launch last Friday. You attended. How did that all go?
Yeah, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on. It was a really good event. We had a lunch in the centre of Newcastle. Lots of local business people, people from the medical profession were there, probably a couple of hundred people. So it's great for awareness. We have a good opportunity to people to hear stories about what happens with the money that's raised and how that's used. Hope those people will then go on with their own networks and hopefully recruit more volunteers and donors for us. So it's a great way to start. We're very grateful for that.
So, Stephen, it sounds like that the momentum this year has kicked off with a really positive vibe. What are we looking at funds raised, what are we hoping to achieve this year, and where can we see that spend here in the Hunter?
Well, the goal for across the Hunter this year is $190,000. And that gets spent on a range of programs, welfare services, we've got counselling services, emergency relief, drug and alcohol treatment, crisis financial assistance. Specifically, we've got an Oasis Hunter service, which delivers lots of those programs, based in Newcastle, but serving the wider Hunter region. And we also have MoneyCare, which benefits from the Red Shield Appeal as well. They do an awful lot of work to help people with financial stress, not just getting out of trouble, but staying out of trouble as well. So it's a great service and benefits a lot of people.
Do you think that as we move through these more recent years, there are more people latching onto those services as times are a bit tougher?
I think so. I think what we see anecdotally is people's situations can change very quickly. It doesn't take many events in people's lives to find themselves in trouble. Most people are only one paycheck away from housing stress. So when times are tough and there's not much spare money to go around, people don't have a safety net. So we do see more people needing help.
And with that in mind, that's where your biggest fundraising activity of the year, the Red Shield Appeal, comes in and tops up those services so they can continue. It is happening on the 27th and 28th of May. We're still looking for volunteers to get involved. Stephen, how's that side of things going?
No, well, we'd be very happy to have people from the community to come and volunteer on Door Knock weekend. So Saturday 27th, Sunday 28th, that's the main event for where we go knocking on people's doors, and people are very kind in supporting us. Lots of people like to give that way, so we still think that's an important way of fundraising. Also, throughout the next couple of weeks, there'll be people standing in outside shopping centres and sports grounds and all sorts of other venues where some of those will be. We'd love to have volunteers from the community come and be part of the Door Knock weekend, and there's a simple place to register for that. salvos.org.au/volunteer.
That will be a great place to start, of course, if you'd like to volunteer or learn about where the money's going. Stephen, I better let you go and keep that organising side of things moving. A lot to go. 27th, 28th of May, good luck, and may the buckets go a little bit higher than your expected goals this year. Thank you for your time.
That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen. That's Captain Stephen Oliver talking with us about the Salvation Army Red Shield Appeal, 27th and 28th of May. This year, give if you can. It's 26 past 10. Boy George up front of the Culture Club now, and Victims at 2NURFM.